Kuzari at the end of Maimer Chamishi talks about five different levels within creation. Inanimate items, domain, vegetation, tomea, chai, animal life, medaber, human beings, and Yisrael, Klai Yisrael. And he continues and he said, and just like the lowest form, let's say, of an animal is still greater and a qualitatively higher dimension than the highest type of plant, so too, the lowest Jew is still on a qualitatively different level, higher level, than a goy. And when you say shalom asani goy, it's even the most honorable goy that exists. Remember, I forgot who they say the story about, but it's a famous story. It's always said about a different gadol. But there was one gadol that wanted to know who won the race for American president, and it was like something that was so out of character to care and ask early in the morning who won the race to be the president. So they said, no, I needed to know who to have kavana for when I say shalom asani goy in the morning. In other words, the guy that has the most honor, even that's the guy that I'm making a bracha shalom asani goy. And the Kuzari also points out that if you were to go to a human being, it's not any human being who was very, very sick, everything was hurting him, not well, he said, I can make you completely healthy, then nothing will hurt you, but you'll be a horse. You'll be a completely healthy horse. So nobody would agree to that. Nobody would want to be a healthy horse with the horse brain than instead of being a sick human being. You still would rather be a human being. And we should have that same feeling towards Shaloh Asani Goy, that I'd rather be the Jew with the most difficult situation than any Goy in the world. It's asked, why don't we make the bracha Shaloh Asani Behema? We say Shaloh Asani Goy, so why don't we all say the bracha Shaloh Asani Behema? So Rabbeinu Manoach says, we already thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for not being a Behema in the bracha Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi, the fact that you gave me a Neshama, so that's what makes you not a Behema. And also in Asher Yatzar, when we say Asher Yatzar as Adam b'chachma, that you made Adam b'chachma, so we're thinking that we're an Adam and not a behema. Another answer that I've heard is that, well, it depends how you behave, it depends how you act. There are people that their entire life, they just act like a human behema, and to always just doing what it is that the desires draw them to do. So then how could he make the bracha shalom asani behema? And I thought maybe just based on what we see here in the Kuzari, these five different dimensions, that we're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for not making us the dimension that's one beneath us. So thank you for not making me a guy, because that's the one that's one beneath us. We don't, that already means, and all the ones that are beneath that, we don't need to add, because we're already saying that when we sing Shalom Asani Goy, and everything that's beneath that. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch says that there's a flow from Hashem Nasan L'Sech Vivin L'Havka B'Nam V'Vin Laila to Shaloh Asani Goy, because the same way that Tarnagol could discern the difference between Or V'Choshech already way before anybody else could, when it looks like it's Choshech and Choshech, but the Tarnagol could tell that no, the light is starting to come, and he announces it and teaches it to the rest of the world. So too, Akash Baruch Hu put the Jewish people here to, so to speak, be like the Tarnagol for the world, to announce and teach and show the world the difference between Emes and Sheker, or like what's truly Emes and what Sheker. Even when to the rest of the world, it's imperceptible. I don't see the differences. The Jewish people are here to show that to them and to teach them. The Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch says, why is it that we make these brachas every day? Shaloh Asani Goy, Shaloh Asani Av, Shaloh Asani Isha. Now, that's not something that happens every single morning. That's something that happened when you were born, when he decided what category of a person to make you. So why are we making this bracha every single morning? So the Magen Avraham says, no, actually, this is alluding to a deep Kabbalistic concept. And he says that every night when the neshama goes up to Shemayim, it could happen that they would stick onto it portions or parts or complete parts of goyish souls or souls of avadim. And we're thinking Kodesh Baruch Hu in the brachos in the morning that didn't happen. And maybe to help complete that idea, that Moshe Cordovero says in the Sefer Shir Koma, it's important to know these ideas because a lot of the Sfarim talk about it. He says that two things could happen to a person theoretically. Both of them wouldn't be good. One is that his neshama one morning could be born, or parts of his neshama could be born into, could be, you know, it could enter into a goy or enter an isha, or enter into an eved in a form of a punishment, or he acted that way, so now his neshama could be born into a person who is actually that way, or parts of the neshamas could be born into him. And by making the bracha in the morning and thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for having that not happen, so he purifies his soul that if it did happen, it kind of protects him from any of that. And one more in that line, in the Sefer Or Tzadikim by Rav Meir Paparish, so he says that every night when your neshama goes up to Shemayim, it stands with a group of neshamos that are most similar to the way that he behaved. So it could be that if you acted like a goy, God forbid, so your neshama would be in Shemayim that night with the goyim. If you acted like an eved, and the Gemara describes about an eved kanani, because that's the eved that we're talking about in the bracha, that an eved kanani acts like promiscuously, he being with all different women and just lustful and things like that. So somebody acted that way, then in Shemayim, his neshama is with a group of avadim kananim, the people that behave like that. So we're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu in the morning for freeing us and saving us from that experience. So it's like, imagine, like, God forbid, somebody's like put into jail. You had like somebody like did something wrong in business, put into jail, and he's like put into a cell with like disgusting people. But like, it shows like, this is how you behave, this is what you just did. And he just wants to get away from these people. That itself is like a punishment. So if we think about it in Shemayim that night, our neshama might have been with those that we behave like. So we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for freeing us from that situation. And Rav Volbi and Alei Shor says that when you make this bracha, Shalom Sani Goy, in the morning, really think to yourself, like, am I really behaving like a Jew? In my midos, in the way that I live, in my decisions, and everything about me, to what extent am I comparable to a guy, and to what extent do I live separate and different and above the way that a guy would live? And it's like a time to also do cheshbon nefesh on that idea. Shalo asani eved is referring to an eved kanani. An eved kanani is like a bridge between being a Jew and being a guy. He's something in between. He gets a bris milah, he goes to the mikvah, but he's not chayav in mitzvos like a man, he's chayav in mitzvos like a woman. Until he's freed, and he may never be freed, because there's a mitzvah, la'olam mehem ta'avodu, not to free an eved kanani. But if he's freed, then he would become a complete Jew. But until then, he's in this quasi-situation. And the Gemara says about an eved kanani that he has the midos of a guy, and like we said before, he acts promiscuously. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman yet. So that's why we're saying Shaloh Asani Aved. Like, in other words, we're slowly getting closer to what it is that we are. So you didn't make me a guy, you didn't make me an Aved. That's like that middle stage. There's a Gemara that says, why don't we make a bracha every morning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't make me a boor in Amma Aretz? So, and the Gemara answer is because it's very, very rare. It's too rare to make a bracha for that somebody wouldn't even know one Pasuk, one Mishnah, one Gemara. And therefore, we're not going to make a bracha for something that's so rare. So, okay, well, what about an eved kanani? How common is it nowadays that somebody should actually be an eved kanani? And sometimes maybe it's hard to have kavanah for shalos any eved if you don't even know any eved. So how could that have happened? So what is it that we're supposed to think nowadays? So Alei Shor says a few things. One is that you could think about how, thank you for not making me behave like an eved kanani promiscuously and inappropriately. Or thank you for not making me an eved to my Yetzihara. That my Yetzihara just dictates to me and tells me what it is that I have to do, and I just go after it. Thank you for not making me an eved to my Yetzihara. Or thank you for not making me subjugated under goyim that serve Avodah Zarah. Thank you for not making me an eved to an eved. An eved to somebody that's an eved for Avodah Zarah. I'll continue from here.